suomea kaikki uutuutalle ja uokkaani kantitseiden ja noin. Ja sitten kuvittu tuonne nämä tänetavaan. Ja sitten joku tiitsaan. Siinä kukuja etunen kyllä. Sai on niin sen joku teko tsevki. Mä oon kengi. Piti tsevittää aamen sitä mun hommaa. Pidä mun mammakin, joka on niin sai on niin kuin mä kuja etunen. Kukki mankin.
Okay. In 1955, he became a shaman, and when we talk before, it's all the things that he had done to the people, and then right now, in 1955, he became the shaman, and he helped the people with their spirits, and because there was no hospital, when they're sick, they came to him, and everything, so. He's basically like a doctor, you know.
He would be. It would be like healing.
A healing doctor, you know, okay. In the village. You know.
I think that would be really important for people to hear about. So if he was comfortable with talking more about what being a shaman involves, and because I know if you're a shaman there, then you continue to be a shaman here now, right? Maybe he could talk about being a shaman there in Laos and now being a shaman here, and what even in more detail what that would involve.
Okay. The difference when I was still back in Laos and here is that in Laos we have our own homes and we can do whatever we want, you know. We can make every, like the noises, we can do anything we want, but in the United States, it's not our own home and we cannot do anything that we want, so that's the difference. But whatever the people have problem with, they came and asked for me to help, I will help them every way that I can, you know, as a doctor, you know, so I will help them like that.
Can he explain what kind of doctoring that would involve? Is it all, is it physical? Is it or is it all spiritual, mental counseling that he would do?
Như ta ý là cứ hạ chú khó ổn nấy họ nói, nhờ có ổn nấy khu, có bố mô ý là ví dụ ta, nhờ có khu là chỉ dòng lù là, nhờ có khu nói, nhờ có khu nhớ là sáng chú bình xíu là, nhờ ổ bộ yếu tố tốt nền nhu dòng là nhờ lực.
Ý là cứ cú ổ mà, bia ta, nè sáng chú bì, bia ta sáng chú bì, nè nè, tê là nè mô mà là, tê chân chú bì chí bó chế lời mà.
It deals with the Holy Spirit, you know, like if a person is really sick right now, you know, and then came for help, and then he will perform a song, you know, and then that the spirit will tell him that that person's spirit is not living with him or her anymore, and then he will ask the spirit, like, if that's the case, then what can I do, you know, to get his spirit back, you know, since his spirit is not with him anymore, you know. And then the leader, you know, like, it's like when you go, like there's an angel, you know, will tell him that in order for him to get better, you have to, like, butcher a chicken, a pig or a cow, you know, to like exchange it, you know, to exchange his spirit back to him, then he will get better, you know. So that's what, when he came back, then he told the people that they have to do that, and then usually they butcher a chicken or a cow or a pig, and then to exchange it, you know, and then the person get better after that, after they did that. You know,
how does, if that's the ministry that he did and recommended for them, what do you do now here in the States if you don't have the chicken or the pig? Or, I mean, but still, how is this, how is his being as a shaman carried out?
Oh,
you live in such
different
circumstances now.
Okay, it's not so much different about like finding a chicken, like a live chicken or a pig, but because there's a lot of farms and I can go to the farm and buy it and bring it home, but before I do that, I will have to talk to my nearest neighbors and tell them that today I'm doing this and there's gonna be a lot of noise, and please be patient with me for today, you know. And
it does continue
except for the neighbors. Sometimes if there's a lot of people coming in and out, and you know, when you do something like that, it's like a party, you know, and people go in and out, so you have to tell the neighbors before, you know, you do anything. So they they don't come and knock on your door and say that, what are you doing?
Right.
It's too noisy, we cannot stand it. So,
he would actually drive to a rural area to locate an animal to do this then?
Oh, yeah.
Can you ask him how frequent this is, how often he would do this for someone, and how that
works? Yeah, like, but when you go to the rural area, You say recently, you know, like the past 2 years, you know, he's been doing a lot just for like Saturday and Sunday. He will do it 3 times, I think.
Oh, really?
But now he's really busy, and he only do like once a week or something like that.
Okay. So. Then question with that, what else is he doing as his occupation here that is keeping him busy then with the other time? What is that?
No, he's not working at all. He's on Social Security, so he basically just go and visit family and relatives, and he doesn't have a lot of time to do that.
Does he, with his music, perform at all or play for funerals or weddings? And also, if you'd ask him, as a shaman, does he do any of the, administer over weddings and funerals and that sort of thing also?
Okay. Okay, yeah, sometimes like at school and like the community center, like that, they call me to go and play instrument for the children and teach them. Also tell like the Hmong culture to American students so they understand about our children better. And,
As
a funeral, you know, he been to sometimes people come and ask him to play at funeral. The reason that he play is not simple, because there's a song that you have to play for the person that died, you know, because you know that his soul, like he died, but his soul is going to, we believe, like the Christianity, and you know, like you go to either heaven or to hell. And so he will play a song and direct that person to go and look for his ancestor, the people that have died before, you know. So the song that people usually perform at funeral, go and then like you go to this gate, you know, you get a, you have to get a paper, you know, in order to go and see your ancestors. So the songs involve like a direction, so the soul can go and find the ancestor that had died already, you know. Like,
okay.
You
know, okay, so. And that's based on knowing that person about them, then the songs developed for them individually, or. Or
is
a song?
Oh no, no, the song is the same, and you play to every person that died, you know. So yeah, so it's the same, that you know.
Okay.
So it's not like you have to know the person in order to play, you know, that song.
The other question I want to ask is, the spiritual beliefs then, do they come from from a particular religion then that he held in Laos? Is it Christianity? Is it Buddhism? What is Okay, he explained how he became a shaman is that when he was young and he was kind of sick, you know, like like they have some kind of sick, and like their knuckle or like they have like some kind of arthritis and like that, you know. And then they would go and ask like a fortune teller, you know. Then the fortune teller say, oh, you have some spirit that shaman spiritual, you know, like that, and they want you to become
a shaman, you know. So people came and then set up a table like this, you know,
yeah.
And then like if it is for me, you know, I will sit like this, you know, in front of the table, and then I will start to dance, you know, shake and dance, you know, and like if a couple times you have to do like that, like three or four times, you know, and then after that, then there was a different language in order for you to talk to the spirit, you know,
okay.
And then the spirit will come into your head, and then you know how to talk to them, and so
okay.
When you talk, when people do that, you know, you don't understand what they're saying,
right.
But they know,
right.
You know,
right.
So, yeah, so that's how he became a shaman.
Okay, in a sense it would be like in Christianity speaking in tongues,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that
yeah,
sense?
ยาตาเลือดตายาหาแล้วก็หาหนูเอียจะตั้งนิ้วคู่อยู่แล้วนะไอ้ปุ๊บปีต่อแล้วก็อีอย่างเลยจ้าตัวนี้เลือดล้างนะไอ้ตัวตาตัวต้องจูวัดจูวัดจูลูกหาลูกจูลูกนะกูอยากปีปีปวดต่อแล้ว
Yeah, he said it will be
the same like that. Okay. That's very interesting. Do you want to talk any more about that and what it involves? But surely, yeah, because I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm fine. Say cũng mọi người ít thùng bồn khu tàn nhỏ lên một trang là một trang chế chế nhỏ lên một khu tên trúc bì cũng tùm nhỏ lù là một phá tên trúc bì hát ra lù toán ảnh ra nè chú mò tù mò kì phá vệ chí mò hề cú ổ dịnh tàu kê chào cô thang mò ta chí mò là cô nên cũng phá mạng nè chú mò mì hò.
One thing that's involved as a shaman is that he helps people that are infertility.
Oh.
They cannot have any children. And so even they go to see the doctor, doctors say that they cannot have any children, their infertility, you know. So they came to him and asked him to help, and then he will perform the dance, you know, and that, and then ask the spirit, you know, like give them children, you know,
mm-hmm.
And then they do have children after
really?
They came to him. Yeah,
right.
I saw a couple, a few people like that, and,
really?
And the difference, like if you don't have any son, you only have daughter, you can come and ask him to give you a son, and then he would perform that, you know, and
really?
And they will have a son after
really?
That. Yeah. Yeah. So this is a true story because my brother and sister that my brother and my sister-in-law, they have 5 daughters, they don't have any son.
Yeah.
They came for help and he helped them, and now they have 4 sons.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Good job.
Yeah. But by the time, when I was talking to them, after that, you know, I got only 5 out of that she not to talk about to do. Yeah, so it...
You need the time, you know, you want to... มันใช้ให้เรากูก็ปังตอไอ้อ่อนใช้อ่ะมันตุ๊ซื้อให้ใช้ยันใช้เรากูก็ปังตอมาเกี่ยวเนี่ยมาอีเกี่ยวมันเก่งอาจจะเซ็นเขาจะมาตุ้มกีกูปังตอเลยที่เราเชื่อสั่งตัวเต็มเทนเนอร์จ้าที่มันมีอยู่ไอ้กูมาอย่าเลยตุ้มอะไรก็เลยได้สิอยู่ที่เจ้าหลายเดียวอยู่ที่ชั่วหลายเดียวมันก็ได้สิมาหัวคือตัวเต็มเทนเนอร์ซื้ออาจจะมันมีอยู่ไอ้กู
also mentioned that as a shaman, it involves like healing people and helping people to have children, you know. And so since he's been to the state for 10 years now, he had helped like more than 20 couple have children.
Mm-hmm.
And it also involves like if you only have sons, you don't have daughter, you know, he helped and they have daughter. And so there's a lot of things that he has done as he can to help the people.
Okay.
So.
Is there any, do people pay for that at all, or it's just a part of the culture? There's no...
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
ก็จะปั้นแล้วเนี่ยมุมมองมันเกิดมากูปั้นลงปุ๊บมั่วเนี่ยเลยกรอบแต่โดนก่อนโดนแล้วกูอยู่ว่าเขาเนี่ยมาเชื่ออยู่ผ่านเจออยู่ไหวแล้วมาพูดอยู่เฮ้ยอยู่มาพูดแล้วมาไอ้ที่มีอยู่เนี่ยมาเป็นมังเมียเนี่ยมา ยุจาลอยไม่ชอบพอยาตาติดขึ้นมาผมออกปูขึ้นมาเจียอยู่หาขึ้นมาเราต่อยติมีอยู่เราลองซ่านะเต่าเราลงเตะเราใจมึงหุบปลีนะนั่นอยู่อัตตกาเตะเต่าตีนลุ่มเบนะเนี่ยเต่าหมดเราอยู่
Like when they came for me to me for help, I don't tell them that in order for me to help you, you have to give me this much money, you know. But as it goes, you know, like, but every time if I'm only do healing, people do give me some money. Whatever they have, then they give it to me, and then I'll take whatever they give, like $20, $30. And if I help them to have a child, usually when after the child is born, they call me and give a name to the child. He usually named the child, you know, because he's the one that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, after the baby is born, he go to their house and give the name to the baby, and then, they give him like some money, like a gift of 200 or 300 as a gift to mm-hmm. him. But it's not like, you know, if you become pregnant, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you become pregnant, it's not like a contract. Like
right.
If you become pregnant, then you have to give me this much and this
okay.
much. You know, so
okay.
it's a matter of a gift. And when they have a child, they're so happy, then they'll be glad to have. Get you know, a gift
okay.
to him or something. So
okay.
he take basically whatever they give to him.
Okay. Okay.